Well, happy, happy Sunday, Real Talk listeners. Thank you all for tuning in this morning. I'm your host, Tracy Williamson. I'm so glad that you guys are tuning in. We're hanging in here, everybody. We are hanging in here. We're pushing. We're staying strong, doing the best that we can. Just want to send prayers and love out to everyone, no matter what the situation is. Just please, everybody, just keep pushing and doing the best that you can during this, I hate to say it, but this COVID-19 pandemic that we are experiencing around the world. Like I said, I'm your host, Tracy Williamson, and as I do every week, I have phenomenal guests for you, great news updates. Well, I say news updates, information that we need, but it's still great. It's great information and tips so that we can continue to grow and become stronger and better in our community. Isn't that something? Our nation, really, and our world. And this morning I have with me someone who has done phenomenal work already in their industry, the sector, and beyond. I have with me the National Commander, James Oxford. He's the National Commander for the American Legion. And this morning we're going to talk to those who are veterans. And if you know someone who is a veteran, this information that he's going to share is something you definitely need to know. Because as we're going through so many things right now with the pandemic and beyond, the nation's largest veterans organization, which is the American Legion, they are supporting all the communities, those where that have veterans are a part of and beyond. They're supporting them with recovery efforts, with supplies, things that they need throughout this coronavirus epidemic. And I'm so glad to have with us this morning, like I said, the National Commander for the American Legion, Mr. James Oxford. Oxford, welcome to Real Talk this morning, Commander Oxford.
Thanks, Tracy. It's an honor and privilege to be here and represent the 3 million member American Legion family.
I'm so glad you're here, and I'm glad that you guys are doing this and that you are frontline workers. You are. I mean, you're taking the steps to do this when some probably don't know what to do, how to do, but you have got out in the trenches to make sure that the veterans are taken care of and they have the supplies and things they need within their families and communities beyond. So let's jump right in, Commander Oxford. How has the American Legion responded to the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, Tracy, we have recommended following the state, the governmental guidelines, less physical contact. Many posts have closed their restaurants, their bars, their canteens, but we're still on the job. We still have veterans out there, but we're using digital means now, teleconferencing, phone calls, Zoom, Skype, but we still maintain that social distancing, but that contact is, we continue to do that, to continue to emphasize the need and the value of those phone calls. And if you give me a chance, I'd like to talk about one of the ways we do that.
Yes, I'm going to have you talk about that. I'm loving that you're telling our listeners that you guys are being wise, obedient, and proactive during this time and tapping into ways that people do communicate, like you said, via teleconferencing, video calls, telephone calls, and not just saying, well, we don't have any of that, so oh well. So I'm really glad that you guys have stepped up to do that. Now, I do have a question because you mentioned some of the places that have closed. We know restaurants and the ways that people interact and spend money and so on and so forth, but my question is, Should the American Legion post, do you think they should close? Obviously you haven't, but due to the current public health threat, like the actual post, do you think they should close?
Well, Tracy, we are a law and order outfit. So if that is a recommendation by the regulators, the government, I think we need to adhere to those recommendations. We still need to maintain that social contact by phone or whatever means is available.
Whatever's available. And so can you go ahead and share with our listeners one of the ways that you are connecting with others through technology?
Absolutely. The phone call is probably the most basic communication that we use. But when we think about our phone calls or the use of phones, we've put in a program called a buddy check program. the buddy check program goes back to the World Wars, and if you remember, a term like battle buddies, the buddy check is a way to check on your friends, check on the other legionnaires in your local post. Or I do buddy checks across the country because I'm involved with so many different people across the country. But the buddy check is a way to check in on your buddy. Give him a phone call or her and find out, are you doing okay? Is there anything that you need, anything we can do to help or make your life easier? And we've had some great successes with our battle or our buddy check program. We've had legionnaires find out that somebody needed groceries picked up. We picked up and delivered groceries. We've picked up and delivered prescriptions. We've went to a legionnaire's home and moved his garbage cans from the street back to their place at the house. We've provided transportation to medical appointments. But those are the kind of things that our buddy check program is finding out about and maintaining contact and providing the assistance. But the buddy check program is a legion. We use it, but every person in the community could be thinking about their neighbor, their person at the end of the street. Check on them, find out if there's anything you can do to help.
And so this goes beyond just veterans, but check on each other. Do the buddy check, everyone. I'm loving this because we need each other. We need each other. Now, Commander Oxford, my other question is, why are veterans hit, you know, especially so hard during an economic downturn?
Well, when we think about veterans, we are a typically older group. Thus, us Vietnam guys are a little bit older. Many suffer from things like PTSD, depression. The isolation caused by this social distancing contributes to that. They're faced with chronic diseases like diabetes or heart disease or kidney disease. There are the wounds suffered in war, specifically the amputees. I mentioned those diseases, diabetes, heart disease, and kidney disease caused by exposure to toxic chemicals, Agent Orange from Vietnam, the burn pits from Iraq and Afghanistan. But those are the things that veterans typically face that the mainstream of society doesn't see or doesn't know about. It is an issue.
It's definitely an issue. You mentioned, even though we need to social distance, social distancing can actually trigger some of those things to come forth.
Absolutely.
Even more.
Yes.
And that's why I'm glad that you all have put in place the buddy check, because you know what your fellow veterans are dealing with, and not just dismissing it and just saying to yourself, and I'm just going to deal with me, but checking in with your fellow veterans. Well, Commander Oxford, can you share with our listeners how they can help the American Legion and be a part of, you know, grabbing a hold of the community of veterans during this time?
Well, I would, if you are a veteran, I would encourage you to belong to a veteran service organization. The American Legion is, we're about 3 million members strong. That's our family. But if you are not a member of the American Legion, come over and join us. Let us help you. Many communities might not have a Legion post. Join a veteran service organization. I'd love to have you as a legionnaire, but join a veteran service organization. That's the biggest way and best way that you can help us help you.
I love it. And where can they go for more information?
Well, our website is legion.org. We also have Facebook, Twitter. There's also department websites, and a lot of Legion posts have websites. So start with legion.org. That talks about the programs, policies, the membership, the different things that who we are and what we offer. But the local post is the best place to start. There are many, many events still happening at Legion posts, like the buddy checks I just talked about, like food pantries, like meals for vets, drive-through breakfast. Those kind of things are still happening across the country. So if you're interested, I'm sure that Legion Post would love to talk to you about any of their programs.
I love it. Well, thank you, Commander Oxford, for being with us this morning on Real Talk, and keep doing the work. And much thanks to you as one of our frontline workers. And have a great day.
Thank you, Wendy. It's an honor and privilege to be here.
Thank you so much.